We spent some time talking about the inside linebackers last week. It's time now to take a look to the outside and the guys who could be going after the quarterback quite a bit this year. Time for Countdown to Camp with Rod Mackey and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. And one thing that everyone's looking forward to seeing once camp gets going on the offensive side is offensive line. Big story we're going to pay attention to. I think the other one on defense are these outside backers and how they're going to perform under Wade Phillips, Von Miller, and what we've been told will be a much more aggressive scheme. So we have Von in town. We have DeMarcus in town. Together they led the team in sacks last year, of course. Big drop-off after that. But now with Wade Phillips coming in, Phil, that potential that everybody was looking forward to. I mean, still 24 sacks, nothing to sneeze at last year, but it could be a lot more this year with these two.
Yeah, well, something that we've heard from Wade Phillips, he said, we're going to let the guys do what they do best. And guys like DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, what they do best is getting after the quarterback. We saw it last season. Von Miller and DeMarcus were both going out. We remember that game against the 49ers where Colin Kaepernick was just running all over the place, had a lot to deal with. And then, Rod, they bring in a guy like Shane Ray.
It's funny because you always hear guys like John Elway talk about we're going to take the best available player. We're not drafting for need. Well, they certainly proved that this year. I mean, they needed offensive linemen. They needed other positions. But Shane Ray was out there. This is a guy that some had top – well, most had top 10. Some had top 5. He falls down to him because of some offseason issues right before the draft. And, boy, is this guy excited to be here. I mean, you're that good, you think you're going to end up on a mediocre team at best. He ends up on the Denver Broncos team playing alongside guys he can learn from in Ware and Miller. I expect big things even in his rookie season from this kid.
And he talked about it. Like, he said that when he was in college, he modeled his game after Von Miller. So being in the same meeting room as him has to be a crazy experience for Ray. And then on the other side, DeMarcus Ware, a guy who's so technical and has all the technique down, he can learn from that. So similar body type, and then add in the experience with Ware heading into his 11th season, and Ray's got it made.
DeMarcus Ware, he's kind of been all smiles, I think, this offseason. Whenever he was up on the podium talking about learning this new defense and looking forward to next season, he kind of said, man, I can't wait to see what we can do. And with Shane Ray, guys, we're not maybe talking about a guy who's going to come in and spell these two starters. We're talking about some packages that Andrew Mason talked to Wade Phillips about of all three of these guys on the field at the same time. You get that crowd at Mile High cranked up. It's 3rd and 8, 9, or 10. Those could be some highlights going to run on your air.
Those opposing quarterbacks are hating life. I mean, seriously, you got those three guys coming after you at the same time. I mean, last year, DeMarcus Ware talked about how he hoped that Vaughn and himself could beat other teams in sack totals. Now you had Shane Ray there. It's scary and exciting what these three might be able to do.
Most definitely. No double teams maybe sometimes from Vaughn.
Exactly.
Could you imagine one-on-one? I mean, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun to watch. And even though during camp you can't touch the quarterback, it doesn't matter how quickly you get there or how good you think you are, you cannot touch the quarterback, but you sure as heck can run around that tackle, get to him, put your hands up in the air, and you can hear the defense start clapping. For those of you coming to camp, you may see that quite a bit. We'll see. For Rod Mackey and Phil Milani, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching this edition of Countdown to Camp. We got a handful left. Camp's getting close here on Broncos TV.